I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
We welcome Cheryl to the show. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Dave.
Okay. And why are we putting Dave to the test?
Okay. So a couple of months ago, he was about to lose his job unless he could take over another branch as a manager. But the problem is the other branch was all the way up in Baltimore, and that was 4 hours away from where we... Well, so he said to them, he's like, look, I don't mind helping you guys out, but this is 4 hours. Could you find me a place to live? So they did. They got him an apartment, and they're paying for it. But the problem is now we have this long distance thing, and I only get to see him on weekends.
Okay, so he goes up there during the week and lives there, but you still see each other on the weekends.
Right.
But you said his work is paying for him to live up there?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't you just go up there and stay with him?
Well, I have a couple of times, but I have one of those jobs where I still have to go to work.
Oh, yes. So you're considered an essential employee.
Yeah, one of
them. We know that feeling. Yes. Okay, so he's up there every week without you, and you're wondering what, if he's hitting the town every night?
Well, no, I mean, I don't think he's doing that, but he's talked about going out for drinks with coworkers, and there's been a few times where I'll text him at night, and I know he's not at work, and I don't get a response until the next morning.
When you text him, is it really late at night? Like, is it like 1 in the morning?
No, that's the thing that bothers me. It'll be like 10 o'clock. And if, like, look, I get it if you're out and you're hanging out with some friends or something. But, I mean, just sending a text back, is that, that's not asking a lot, right?
No, I certainly not. Okay, so you want to make sure there's nobody else that's up there in Baltimore requesting Dave's time and attention.
Correct.
Okay. So let's run a little War of the Roses on him here. Let's see what he does. We're going to offer him a free dozen roses that he can send to anyone he wants. And then you're going to get to hear who he picks and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right. And before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
Starting at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the David, please.
This is David.
Good morning, David. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling is to let you know that every month we draw names from our Visa database, and those people win little prizes as a way to say thanks for using Visa. And this month, you were one of our winners.
Seriously?
Yep. Congratulations. And if you have a few minutes, I can tell you about this month's prize.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So this month's prize is a gorgeous bouquet of long-stemmed red roses. And actually, the reason I'm calling is because most of the men who have won them, they don't really want flowers. So they've been asking us to send them to their wife or girlfriend instead. So is that something that you'd like us to do with yours? Or would you like us to send the flowers directly to you?
You said there were a dozen roses?
Yes. They're actually really big. It's a big bouquet of them. Very pretty, very romantic.
Then, that's actually perfect. Yes, I do have someone you can send them to.
Okay, great. So the first thing I need to know is who would you like us to send your flowers to? So I need a first and last name.
Okay. First name is Cheryl, with an S. and the last name is B E.
Okay, and the flowers, they come with a card as well. So what would you like the card to say?
Okay, you can put down, please have these next to the bed next time I come over. It might help with the smell. Smiley face.
It might help with the smell.
Yes, it's an inside joke we have.
Well, I don't know about everybody else, but I would love to hear this inside joke. Wouldn't you, Cheryl?
No, we don't need to share that joke. It's fine.
Hey, Dave, would you mind telling us this joke if we explained to you right now just what exactly is going on?
What is going on? Sure, I'm confused. What's happening?
So, okay, so this isn't really the Visa Rewards program. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now, you're on War of the Roses. Cheryl wanted us to put you to the test to see if you won free flowers, if you would send them to her or not. And you definitely chose right, first of all. So congratulations.
Okay, so I'm on the radio?
Yes, you are.
So I did actually listen to the contest.
I mean, I guess you can sort of say that. So, anyways, what's wrong with the bed? Why does your girlfriend's bed stink?
No, it's fine. You don't have to tell the story.
Well, no, hold on. No, Cheryl. Now, you put him on the spot without him knowing. I think he has a right to tell his side of the stinky situation. So what did the note mean?
Okay. So a couple weekends ago, my boss wanted to thank me for filling in at the branch that I'm at now in Baltimore because nobody else would do it. So he gives me a couple bottles of tequila. So I went home over the weekend and I tell Cheryl, hey, let's have a stay-at-home Mexican party this weekend. So we made all this Mexican food. We made margaritas. It was a lot of fun. And then that night, go to bed. We're asleep. And like all of a sudden, all the things we ate stopped agreeing with Cheryl. And just
wow, okay.
Yeah, like just it was really bad. I needed to make sure, I checked underneath the covers to make sure there was no physical evidence.
Okay, so she just farted all night, right? She just farted. She didn't crap the bed.
Right? Oh my god, it was that bad. No, she didn't. No, she, yeah, it was mostly just gas. It was gas.
Wow.
a lot of gas.
So, okay. So, but you learned your lesson, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which is why the roses would make everything smell so much better.
Yes, of course, smart man. Well, listen, Dave, you definitely picked the right woman, so we really are going to send Cheryl a dozen roses from you, okay?
You should probably send like a few dozen.
Yeah, maybe we'll just send a few dozen. Yeah, just in case. And then Cheryl, look, if he's still with you after all of that, I really don't think you have anything to worry about.
Uh-uh. I think you're right.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.